Okay, we're starting Bezras Hashem, Daf Pei Gimel, and we'll begin the new parak. The new parak is going to start, really, well, it's going to continue talking about some dinim specific to Nechse Malug, or the Peiris of Nechse Malug. And as we know, really, when we talk about the Nechse Malug, specifically, right, in the last parak we discussed different things that the Baal has, different parts of the Ksuba, but when we talk about Nechse Malug, so this is property that belongs to her, falls to her, either before or after. We had on Daf Ayin Ches, when it falls to her, depending on when it might fall to her, is when she can sell it, the Mechir is Chal, the husband can block it, Tekanos Usha, right? So we went through all those, the specifics on those dinim. But really, when it comes down to it, the husband has rights, has what we call Chusim to the Nechse Malug. And those Chusim are encapsulated, I would say, three unique things. And that's what we're going to discuss. And that would be the payrus. The standard is the payrus, right? So the woman keeps, if she inherits money, it gets turned into, what we went through in the previous paragraph, it gets turned into fields. He buys fields, and then the husband gets to eat the payrus, okay? So that's number one. Number two, the other chus that the husband has is that if she should die before him, that he will be yerush it. So that's the second chus that he has. And the third chus is the ability to block a sale. That if she sells it, again, that was dependent on exactly when. When was he Yerushit? Before Tekanos Usha, after Tekanos Usha, depending on when. But if you go, certainly after Tekanos Usha, it's the standard understanding of our mission is that we're talking about pre-Tekanos Usha. So there are certainly instances where if she sells it, that he can block the sale. He can block it, okay? And therefore, so those would be the three schosim that he has. So now, so we discussed that in the Mishnah, exactly when he can block. He can block it for Peiros, pre-Tekanos Usha. So it depends on when the fields fell to her. But yeah, he can block. He can block if the fields fell to her. If the fields fell to her after, fields fell to her, certainly if they fell after Nisuin, and she sold it after Nisuin, certainly the husband, and she tries to sell the field, the husband can block the field. Pre-Tekanos Usha means for payrus purposes, his ability to block it. Post-Tekanos Usha, it has to do with that even the Gufa Karka, right, would revert back to him after she died. So now, HaKaisav Le'ishtai, so the man makes the following gesture. He writes to his wife, Din V'dvarim Ein Li B'Nechsayich. I want nothing to do with your Nechasa, meaning I know that I'm going to have rights, certain rights to the Nechse Malug, but I am want to be an extra nice guy. I'm not going to mess with your Nechse Malug. Din v'dvarim ein li b'nechsayich. And it's a very general lashon, okay, which we're going to discuss. We're going to try to understand what is this general lashon when he's stepping away from this chus that he would have in the Nechse Malug. What does that mean? So hareze oichal peiros. He can still eat peiros, right? So we said there's three things. Peiros, Yerusha, and block a sale. Okay, so harez ze echel peres bechayeha v'meisa yarsha. Okay, and if she dies, he's still going to be yarshin her. So he's only precluding himself from one thing. Im kain lama kasav ladin v'dvarim ein li b'nechsayich. So what did he help? Right, if he's still getting peres and he gets to yarshin her, what's he getting? Well, it's going to be the third thing. She machra v'nasna kayam. That normally the husband has the ability to block the sale. However, here because he wrote din v'dvarim ein li b'nechsayich, I'm stepping away, but it's a very general lashon. So therefore, we're gonna play to the what we call the lowest common denominator, right? The lowest thing. What's the minimum thing? We'll have to understand why it is that the ability to block a sale is the lowest thing. So you get one of the three, the lowest one, and the Gemara will go through that another base. What is that? That he loses this chus that he had to block the sale, meaning if she sells it, the sale would be kayim, because he stepped away. Cost of law, let's say he writes to her, Din vidvarim ein li b'nechsayich u'b'peiroseyem. So I want nothing to do, Din vidvarim ein li b'nechsayich u'b'peiroseyem. Hareze eina oichol peiros b'chayeh. So now you definitely also stepped away from peiros. Okay? Because you specifically said peiros. V'meisa yarsha. However, you would still yarshin her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam, by the way, when we said you step away from the peiros, when you say din v'dvarim ein li b'nechsayich u'b'peiroseyem, you would get peiros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, la'olam eichol peiros. The peiros, which I'm going to explain how you have peiros. Okay, but the peiros, meaning you only stepped away from the peiros, but you didn't lose the peiros, right? Outside la'olam, you didn't lose all of those. Ad sheyechtav la, until you specifically write that, yechtav la din v'dvarim ein li b'nechsayich u'b'peiroseyem, ala olam.
And we're going to discuss again why I have to say both Peiris Peirisim and Ara Olam. That seems to be redundant.
So now, Kasav La. Okay, good. So that's number two. Again, so the first halacha is if you say a general lashon of Dimidram Ainli Ben Achsayach, I'm stepping away. We're only going to take one, the lowest, the easiest one for us to take away. We'll have to understand why it's the easiest one, which is that one of the three sources the husband has is to block the sale. We're going to take that away, and he loses the ability to block the sale, meaning if she sells the land, it would be Kayim. Because he's wrote this lashon, or as we'll see, he said this lashon. Second, if he says specifically Paris, then he steps away from Paris. Kos of law din dharm ainly bin achsayich u'peirisein bechayayich u'vemaisayich when you're alive or dead ain eichel Paris bechayeha. So number one, he's not going to eat Paris bechayeha. Bemaisayin a yarsha. So mistama, we're saying now that's if the husband wants to step away from all the schosim, he's got to write the whole lashon. I want nothing to do with your fields and their Paris, and even when you're dead. That's dead is Yerusha, okay? Paris takes care of Paris, and I want nothing to do with your fields, takes away the zchus that he has to block the sale.
What would be the reasoning that someone would put this in a
ksuba? Huh?
What would be the reasoning that someone would want to put it like this?
Well, he's not necessarily writing this in the ksuba. We're going to see, he could even say this. And we're going to say that this is going to be the first couple words in the Gemara, meaning it could be that he wants to be extra nice to her. It's a chain, right? It's a present he's giving her. You know, she's getting this stuff, and he's going to say, you know, look, I'm not going to. I know that I have this right to have, but I'm not going to do that. Chivalrous. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer im Mesa Yirashena. So even though the Tanakhama holds that he can write, I want nothing to do with your fields when you die. He's giving away his ability to be Yerush. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't. Im Mesa Yirashena. If she dies, he will be Yerush. Why? Because Yerushas Habal is Doraisa, and you can't write that you don't want that. That comes to you automatic. You saying you don't want it is not going to help. V'chol, right, again, in order to give something, you'd have to have a formal kinyan. So we're going to see this. We're going to discuss this. Gemara is going to discuss that over here, all you're doing is you're writing, I don't want it. That's not a formal kinyan. So, yes, I understand you can give something. Once you get something, you can give it away. But you can't give away something that you don't have that you're going to get me daraisa. It's yours, and it's mashna mashna kasa b'tayra. You can't give it away. B'chol mashna mashna kasa b'tayra, tanai batal. Okay, you're making it tanai, and that's not going to work. Zok de Gemara, that we're going to discuss tomorrow, mitzvahship. Zok de Gemara. Tani Rav Chiya ha'oimer le'ishtai. So Rav Chiya, where we said ha'koisev le'ishtai, that he writes it down, Rav Chiya is saying it's not necessarily only writing, it's also ba'amira. You don't necessarily have to write this down. To your point, it doesn't have to be written in the ksuba anywhere. He could say this, meaning that he is basically precluding himself from these chusim. He's being mistalek himself from these chusim. Now, so the Gemara says, now here's the question. V'chikasavla, so we started to understand, right? What exactly, when he's writing this, or saying it, as Rav Chiya said, what is he doing? He's not making it kenyan, right? It's not kenyan. So v'chi kasav lahachi, when he writes or says these words, mayhava, what is it accomplishing? Meaning, why does it work to do anything? V'hatanya, I will learn that a brisa, ha'imer l'chaveirai. So let's say you have two guys. They are partners. Okay, partners in a cow, partners in a business, whatever, partners in something. Okay, and one says to his friend, din midvarm ein li al-sad azu, well, partners on a field, and he says, "Din vidvarim ainli al sadazu." I don't want anything to do with this field. Din vidvarim al sadazu. The ainli asek ba v'yodai misuleka semena. Okay, I have no business with it. I'm removing my bialos on it. Right, I know we're shutvim. I'm withdrawing my shutvis. Okay, so essentially, he's trying to cede it all to his partner. Says the Gemara, Loyamar Klum. The Brisa says, this doesn't work. Why? Because, as Rashi explains, De Ein Kan Loshan Matana. Din Vidvarim is not a Matana. You didn't give it over. All you did was you were Mistalik. I have nothing to do with it. Mistalik. That is not giving. Giving is, I need to give it to you. Here, withdrawing from it is not the same as giving. So it doesn't work. So how over here does it work? So the Gemara says, here it's different. Omri de Be'er Avyanai, Be'kaisavla Va'oida Arusa. She is still an Arusa. So he's telling her, again, they're not yet married, so he doesn't yet have this chusim. So what are we saying? Yes, I understand when your partner's in a field, I can't withdraw from something that I have ownership on in order for me to give it to you. I need to give it to you. But here, all I'm doing is I'm blocking. I'm going to get this chus, and I'm deflecting. I'm putting up a blocker, and I'm saying, you know what? When this chus comes, I don't have to give you something. I'm putting up my shield that says, I can't receive this. I can't receive it. Okay? Why? Because at Erusin, he doesn't yet have the Schus Peiris. It's only when it comes to Nisun, is he going to get this Schus Peiris, this Schus to be Yerush, this Schus to block the sale of the Nisun. He's going to get these Schusim only by when it comes to Nisun. He doesn't yet have it. And therefore, it is Din Bidvarim, while it's not an effective Lashon of Kinyan of Batana to give you something, it is effective enough to block something that's coming. And Kidirav Kahana, that's caveat number one. He's blocking, not giving. And we're going to have caveat number two. Kidirav Kahana, the Amar Rav Kahana, Nachla Haba'a La'adam Imakam Acher. If someone's going to inherit something from somewhere else, meaning, let's say, for instance, from his wife, from somewhere else, okay, meaning what we're saying is it's not Yerusha Daraisa. Because if it's Yerusha Daraisa, then you putting up blockers to say, I don't want it, is not going to help. It's not a schus. It's coming to you anyways. So that's not going to help. The Torah gave it to you. There's nothing you could do about it. However, if it's haba mimakam acher, if it's not the standard Yerusha that you would normally get, for instance, something like this, okay, so this is something we're giving you extra, okay, it's a takanas chacham that we're giving you, plus the fact that you didn't get it yet, so you don't have to give it to anybody. When you combine those two factors, number one, it's derabanan, and it's a takana derabanan that we're giving you something you wouldn't have had. You don't necessarily have rights to. And number two, that you don't before you actually get it, you have the ability to block it. So din dvar will help you for that. Adamas ne'ola shelo yirashena. Right. So if it's a yerusha nachla habala, then we makam acher. That if it comes from somewhere else, meaning non-standard daraisa dika yerusha zak brashi she'ini yerusha savoisa ela yidei ma'isa tava leki goy nachlas ishtaya bala yidei nesuin shelo. Okay. The hoyel umishum takanta didei taka rabbanon, right? Since we did it for him, it was supposed to be a favor for you. So you have the ability to say, you know what, I don't want that. V'hu ba limchol alam meichel uchad rav huna, like we're going to say. Okay, uchad rava, da amar rava, ha'emer yefshi betakanas chachamim. If you say, I don't want this takanas chachamim, says the Gemara, kigoyin zu, shayimin lai, my kigoyin zu, what's kigoyin zu, which takanas chachamim are we talking about? Kidirav huna amar rav that we've had before, both on daf nun ches and on daf ayin. Just like here we're talking about his chus to bagets. What's that? That he gets certain things on the nechsei melug. Well, there's chusim the isha gets. And she has the ability to say, was a machlekes amarayim, but according to Rav Huna Amarav, yechayla he shetei amar labala eini nizainus ve'eini oisa. I don't want nizainus, and I'm not going to give you my ma'isi yadayim. Okay, since we only took her ma'isi yadayim as a favor to her in exchange for giving her mizainus. Okay, and therefore she has the ability to say, you know what, I don't want the mezayin. So we see that a person can opt out of a takanas chachamim. How does din vidvarim work? Din vidvarim works because, again, the whole thing, anyways, is a takanas chachamim. It's not yours midaraisa. And number two, you're not giving it, you're blocking it from coming to you. Because we're talking about here, he says it when she's oida arusa. So when you combine those two factors, then din v'dvarim will work. You're right. Din v'dvarim does not work when it comes to shutzim for me to give you something b'matana, nor would it work even for me to block something that I'm going to get midaraisa. Right? Takanas chachamim, and to block it, that would work, and therefore it would work over here. Ihachi frekta gemara. Ah, really? So if it's something that it's a takanas chachamim, and you're blocking, ihachi afilu nesua nami. So too, when it comes to a nesua. It's a takana for you. Why does she have to be in arusa? Let her be in arusa as well. Meaning, if it's the strength of it is takanas chachamim, then why does it have to be? Why do I care that she does it during erusin? Let her do it from nesuin as well. Amar Abaya, I'll tell you why. Because once it comes to her, once it comes to him, and she is already a nesua. Nesua yadai ki yada. Okay, that we say that they are considered like shutfim, meaning the schus that he had, the schus peiris and the nechsei melug gives him some sort of bialus on the nechsei melug, and now the nechsei melug belong to him as well. Yadai ki yada. Rava says that it's not yadai ki yada, but rather Rava amar yada edifa mi yada. Okay, that his yad, he has a stronger ownership. Now, either way, And the Gemara says nafkamina l'shmei shel Shavuot, which I'll explain in a second here. But let's just get the Gemara's answer, okay? Because once she's a nesua, he is already, because of his chos peres, he already is considered an owner, Abaye says, an owner in this land. Now, Abaye says it's equal, 50-50 ownership, yada ki yada. Rava says he's actually more. He is more of an owner. He is more than her. But either way, the answer is the same. If they're at least 50-50, he's an owner. He's not just a schus to receive payers. If he is yada ki yada, he is a baal. If he's a baal on the land, well, now it's not no longer blocking. He's already in the sua. I'm not blocking anymore. Now I have to give something. Din d'arm's not going to work for giving something. You'd have to actually formally give it over with the Lashem Atana. Now, what is the nafkamina of yada ki yada or yada difa mi yada? Now it was a machlekes. There was a four, if you remember, we actually alluded to it on Daf Ayin, we alluded to it in the last parak. There was a four-way machlekes in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Ches. We had the Mishnah there of how to explain the case of Shemeres Yavam Shenaflo and Nechasim, okay, which we actually touched on here. For our purposes on Daf Pei, when we quoted the Mishnah, we said that we considered Shemeres Yavam a Safek. So there's actually, there's Rabba, Rava, Abaya, and Ula over there on the Gemara. And there is a machlekes Abaya and Rava, that according to, there was a question of when the Nechasim fell, did they fall to her when she was a Shemeres Yavam from Nisuin? Or did they fall to her when she was, meaning her first husband wasn't Nisuin or Erisin? What's the Nafkamina if you say, Rava holds that Yadai Adifa Miyada, Shemeres Yavam takes it down a not yada edifa miyada, and therefore you have to say that they fell from Erisin versus Abaya holds, since yada ki yada, we needed a suffix situation, right? And as we mentioned in that mission, we needed a suffix. They fell to her, and we said, Beishamai holds yachleiku, Beis Hillel says, nechasim becheskasam, right? Remember, we just had that. So in explaining that mission, the question is, how, from what type of marriage did they fall? Shemeres Yavam will now say they're in a suffix situation. Well, if according to Abaya, according to Abaye, if Yadai is Ki Yadan, Nisuin, so Shemeres Yavam creates, she gets one level better, right? Instead of, meaning in Nisuin, Yadai Ki Yadai, they're 50-50. So once she's a Shemeres Yavam, when the husband dies, so she gets something more than that. Okay, so we can say that it fell to her when it was already in her Rishos, and we can then employ some. Versus according to Rava, Yadai Adifa Mi Yada, so we needed to say that she fell from Erisin, because only if she fell from Erisin, because if it was from Nisuin, then we would say Yada Adifa Mi Yada. Okay, so that's the Nafkamina. Again, not really relevant for our sugya. For our purposes over here, the Machlokes Abaya and Rava is, either way, whether you hold like Abaya or Rava, he has some sort of bilus. And the question was, okay, so the way it's working, since he has some sort of bilus, so now he can't use Din Vidvarim, it's not effective for giving something. He already has it, Yada Yada ki yada, yada edifa ki yada. But either way, he has some sort of bias, and therefore he cannot use this lashon. So bottom line is, we wanted to know. Our Mishnah said, he writes, HaKosev Dim Edvarim Eli Ben Chasayich. Okay, how is it working? How is he able to give his chusim? The answer is, it's Takanta Derabanan. It's not Deraisa, something we would have. So, and number two, he puts up a blocker before, at Erisin, he is able to deflect or block. It's Dim Edvarim is effective for blocking. Now, Zakta Gemara, Ibayaluhu, Kana Miyadai Mahu. So let's say, let's go back. Now, this is really a sidebar, right? We said that Din V'Dvarim don't work to give something in Matana. So one partner says, Din V'Dvarim Ainli, we have a field we own together. Din V'Dvarim Ainli Asik Basadazu, I'm with Yadam Misulekas, I'm withdrawing from this field. So we say that it's not effective in transferring the field to your partner. Fine. What happens if ibayaluhu kana miyada mahu? What happens if they actually do a kinyan? So he didn't say the lashon or write the lashon to give it, but he does a kinyan. So does the kinyan supersede what I said? We'll say that it works. Or is the kinyan on what I said and what I said didn't work? Okay. He does a kinyan. They actually do a kinyan to transfer it.
Oh, if you say you don't want the field, and I do a kinyan on the field.
Well, I say I don't want the field, and then you do a kinyan on the field. Yeah. Okay, and we were partners on the field. So we have a machlekes. Amar Rav Yosef, midin v'dvarim kana miyadai. Well, all you did was make a kinyan on the din v'dvarim. And the din v'dvarim was not an effective transference. So making a kinyan on an ineffective transference from Matana is nothing. You didn't do a good kinyan. It doesn't work. Rav Nachman Amar, migufa shalkakar kana miyadai. No, it does work. Amar Abaya. So now they're going to don on Rav Yosef. Mistabra, Milsa, Rav Yosef. When did Rav Yosef say it doesn't work? That's only Be'oirer. Right? That's what happens 2 seconds later. The guy says, I know I said Dimitar Mansum, but I didn't really mean that. I didn't really mean to give it to you. So then Rav Yosef is saying that, of course, the Kenyan is not going to work because you didn't really give it. So if you stand there and go, no, that's not what really I meant. I didn't really mean to give it to you. Why would I give it to you? Then, of course, even if you did a Kenyan, it's not going to help. However, the way Rashi explains it, but if let's say I was Masolik, you stayed on the field for a couple days, you did a Kenyan, and then I wake up later and say, no, I didn't really mean to give it to you. Well, now it's too late. I wasn't Ira. So he qualifies when Rav Yosef says it doesn't work, even with a Kenyan. Abaye says it depends on what the situation is. Were you an Irer or Baimin Gufa Shalkarka, Kanu Miyadai? Amar Abaymar. Abaymar says, Hilchasa Migufa Shalkarka, Kanu Miyadai. Halacha is like Rav Nachman, that Migufa Mekarka, Kanu Miyadai, and it does work. Amar Rav Ashila Abaymar, Ba'irer, Ba'imin. Doesn't matter if the guy was originally an Irer, meaning if he was standing on the land immediately and said, I didn't want this. So he says, "Lamai nafgamina lechad Rav Yosef." Are you donning in shitas Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, who took a more hardline stance on Nachman. Amar leh, Amemah said, "Lo shmieli, klemer leh svirli." No, I don't hold the Rav Yosef. I hold like Rav Nachman that if there's a Kenyan, yes, I understand din v'dvarim alone won't work for me to give it to you, but if there's a Kenyan, that will take effect and it'll be okay. Now,
so what Kenyan is he making?
He's going to make. Chalipin. Mi aminon lo hikna ba chalipin halalu klum. V'lo yamar aleh elo lashin din v'dvarim. Oidoma ein chalipin bayin elo davar sheyesh bay mamish. So the fact that there's, right, you did a Kenyan Sudr.
So even though the other person participated in it.
Yeah, he participated in the Kenyan, but still he has the ability to say I didn't. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now, Imkain, Lama Kasavla. So we said, okay, so let's go back. Again, we said, that was very technical, going to the words, how did it work? But bottom line is, the husband, Teich Erison, made some sort of gesture towards his wife, saying, I know that I get the rights, three rights, to your Nechse Molug, Peiros, to be Yerushit, and to block a sale. And he writes, Dimidorim Ein Li Menechsayach. And we said that since he said a general Lashon, it's going to work for one thing. Now, if you have to think logically, which thing is it going to help for? That it's not going to block a sale. So logically, you have to think about it for a second. I'm jumping ahead a little, but you have to think about it logically. Really, that's the Guf HaKarka. Right, so he would have had rights to block a sale for the Gufa Karka. And instead, what we're doing is we're saying that he can continue eating Paris. He's going to lose Gufa Karka should she sell. In a way, the Gufa Karka seems to be a little bit more extreme. Right, so, but yet, we're saying that we're going to take the lowest one. So how does that work? We're going to say that his words affect for the lowest one. So why is that the lowest one? So now, the Gemara says like this. Why can't she say? First of all, first ask the Gemara. What do you mean? He said dimidvarim ainli. It should be all three. Mikol mili salekas nashach. So why can't she go to him and say, sorry, you get nothing. You get no payrus. You're not going to yarshin me. And I can sell it if I want. Amar Abaya yad bal ashtar al tachtayna. Because we have a din. Yad bal ashtar tachtayna. And when you have, anytime there's a shtar written, and the shtar is not descriptive, we're going to play to the lowest possible thing that could qualify the shtar. So over here, all he said was, Dimidvarim ain't leaving Echsayach. He didn't say Paris. He didn't say I'm not going to Yarshin. So we're going to go to the thing that would be the easiest thing for her to give him. And we're going to down on that. Ve'ema mi Peri. Well, again, sounds like Paris, Gufa Karka, meaning, what do we say the easiest? So she's going to get one out of the three. That if she sells the land, it's sold. Well, shouldn't Paris be a little bit less restrictive? So Amar Abaya, Baitzina Tav Mikara. And this is the Shas Lashon of a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. Okay, Baitzina, a little tiny gourd. Yeah, some Rosh Hashanah, right? Okay, for the Simanim. Baitzina Tav Mikara. Okay, a mini gourd is better than a full gourd. Meaning, I'll take one mini gourd today, then a full one later. Okay? Bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. And therefore, Lamaisa, the pay rice the husband would get now, And maybe she'll sell it, and the ability to block a sale is a schus that could come later. So he'll rather give that one away. I'll take what's coming to me now. Ve'ema mi'yerusha. Why don't we say Yerusha? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Misa Shchicha, Mechira lo Shchicha. Right? Everybody dies. Misa is Shchicha, but Mechira, Mechitesi, that she's even going to sell it. Okay? And therefore, when we have to pick between those two, so again, we know Peres, definitely, he's not being Masalik from. Now, of the two, Yerusha versus Mechira, why don't we go and say that he could block, meaning he's being Masalik himself from being Yerusha, not if she tries to sell it, because Misa Shchiach, and we don't know if she's going to sell it. And as Rashi and Tosfos both say, then Mistama, remember, these are Nechas Nechsei Melug. These are Nechasim that came from her father's house. They have sentimental value. She's most likely not going to sell them. So that's the least likely scenario. So we have to pick the one thing to give him where he's being Masalik himself from. It's the easiest thing for him, which would be the thing that's less likely to happen and impact him, which is that she's going to sell it. Now, okay, and when a person is misalik something, again, when you are misalik and you do it generally, so we're going to give you the easiest one. And something that shchiach, okay, dahainu misa, then I'm not going to misalik myself from that. Ravashi amar? Ravashi says a different reason. If you go to the actual lashon, we're going to look at the lashon you say. Now, Tesis says that he doesn't hold of this din of Balashtar Tachtaina over here. And he says it's shver because it seems to be a universal din. But anyway, Ravashi says, Binechsayech, if you look at the words, what did he say? He said, Din Vidvarm Ainli Binechsayech. Binechsayech in your Nechasim. Veloy Bepeirasim. So he never said anything about the Peiras. He said, Nechsei Melod. So we have to be talking about something that's Guf HaKarka and Binechsayech Velalachar Misa. When it's yours. After you're dead. So then now it's no longer hers. She's gone. So LMI, if we just look at the words, what he said, it's most mashma that what he meant to do was block the sale. Something about the gufakarka while she's alive. Well, which one of those three would be guf? Peres is not gufakarka. And Yerusha only comes after she's dead. So we have to pick one. So that's the one we're going to pick. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. So again, we had a machlekes. The Tanakhama seemed to be mashma that if he wrote, Ainli din vidarm, Ainli binichsayach, uud peresayim, so then he no longer gets Peres. Rabbi Yehuda said, by the way, you're going to get Peres unless you write Peres, Peres, Ara Oila. Okay? So now, Tanar Rabbanan, Elohein Peres. By the way, what are Peres? Elohein Peres. So, Echniso like Karka, so that would be the standard case. She brings in land. Okay? He tills the land. Okay? And it produces fruits. Vasasa Peres, Elohein Peres. So those would be Peres. Machar Peres, let's say, he sells the peiros, v'lokach me'en karka, and buys karka, v'asasa peiros, and then the karka that came from the sale of the original peiros, those would be peiros. Harei peiros. Now, ibay
elohu. Even though it's his.
Correct. So that, but that just would be peiros. Exactly, yes. Even though the peiros would be his, okay.
So, is that karka his or hers?
The karka would, well, it, one second, what was he masalik himself from? If he was masalik himself from the peiros, then the karka would be hers.
Without being masalik himself from anything. He takes the
in normal situation, it would be his.
He sells them, he buys karka.
Normal situation would be his. Oh, however, over here, what we're downing on is, he said, I'm being masalik myself from peiros. Rabbi Huda says, by the way, when you said peiros, it didn't mean peiros, it was just peiros. Meaning, so the peiros belong to her. If she takes the peiros and turns that into land, and then it makes new peiros, that we don't consider that peiros. We consider that peiros.
So the land belongs to her at this point. So he's allowed to be the peiros of that land.
Yeah.
The second land.
Yes, because it's peiros. Okay? Well, so Harilam peiros. The Ibayalahu. The Rabbi Yehuda, we want to know peiros dafka. Okay, so now we're just, it's very technical on the lashon, right? What did we say? In order, Rabbi Yehuda, in order for him to restrict himself from all the peiros of the land forever, he would have to write, what did the lashon say? It said, Divid Varim Ainli Binechsayich, Ube Peirasehim. Okay, that's peiros. Ube Peirasehim, Ara Oilam. Now that seems to be redundant. So we want to know, is that Dafka? Rabbi Yehuda, Peiros Dafka. Do you have to say Peiros? Or Adilma, Ara Oilam Dafka, right? Do we say the Peiros is Dafka and the Ara Oilam is extraneous? Or do we say the Ara Olam is dafka and the Peir Peiris is extraneous? Or Oidilma Tervayu dafka. Maybe you have to say both of them. Now, what does that mean? Im Timsalem Peir Peiris dafka. So let's say you want to tell me that the Peir Peiris is the real one. Peir Peiris means forever. The Ara Olam is extra, so Ara Olam Lamali. Why do I need that? I don't know. That's just telling me what Peir Peiris means. Hakamash Malon, keeping the cuss of Peir Peiris, keeping the cuss of La Peir Peiris, Kiman the cuss of La Ad Olam. That Peir Peiris functions as an Ad Olam. And we're learning it from here. Vim Tim Salimar Ad Olam Dafka. And if you tell me, really, the whole thing that counts is the Ad Olam, but I don't need the Peir Peiris, you could have just said to a Peir Sam, Ad Olam, and that would have, the Baal would have been Masalik himself from the Peiris, and the Peir Peiris in it forever. Okay, Peir Peiris Lamali Akamashmon Afagav the cost of La Peir Peiris. Then even though you wrote Peir Peiris, it's not good enough until you write E cost of La Adaylam in Ilay Lay. Okay, now Vim Timsen Lamer Tervayu Dafka. Now maybe you'll taina that in order for the Baal to effectively remove himself from all Peiris, you'd have to write Peir Peiris and Adaylam Tarti Lamali. Okay, so why would you need two Lashinas? Why would I need both? If you want to tell me they're both Dafka, they're both critical, why do I need both? The Gemara says, Tzricha, I'll tell you why. The Ikas of La Peir Peiris, Velo Ikas of Ad Olam. If I would have just written Peir Peiris, so then, that's simple, right? Then I would have, Hava Mina, Peir Peiris, Hu Delo Yachal, Hava Peir De Peir Peiris, but Peir Peiris, that I could eat. La Hachi Yistrich Ad Olam, fine. The Ikas of Ad Olam, if I would have just written Ad Olam, so then why do I need the Peir Peiris? Velo Ikas of La Peir Peiris, Hava Mina, Lo Olam HaPeiris, Kai. Really, we're talking about the original Peiris. If I would have just written, Din Vidorm Eini Binich Sayich, it would have sounded like these payrois, generation one payrois, are us or forever. Not the payrois, but the payrois themselves are us or ad olam. Lach yistrech payrois, fine. Now, another shayla. Ibayalu. Kasavla, let's say he wrote, din vidvarim ainli binechsayech. Nothing to do with your nechsayech. Ube payrois, mahu. And he skipped payrois. So he said, "Dimidor amein li benechsayich, ubepere perisem." So mahu sheyachal mipere peris, mahu sheyoychal peris. Sorry, can he eat the peris? He skipped the peris. Can he eat the peris? Mipere peris silik nafshe. So he only was mistalek. He only removed his chosus ability to eat the peri peris. Mipere le silik nafshe, but he did not. He was not mistalek himself in the peris. Oidilma mikol mili. Or when he said me pair of pears, he included the pears. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it must be Dimikol Mili Salok Nafshe. He must have been Misalek himself, meaning given up on the pears as well. Why? De'i Amrit mi peire peires salak nafshe. Because if you want to tell me he's only giving up the peire peires, mi peire loy salak nafshe, but from the peires he's not giving up and he wants to eat them, well, if he's going to eat them, kivin da'achlinu le'peiros, peiros peiros me'echa. So if he's going to get to keep the peiros, so if he's going to get to eat the peiros, Mishnah explains this lashon a little, but if he's going to get to eat the peiros, so then he ate the peiros, now there's no peir peiros anymore. Okay? Bila tameich, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hadetnan Rabbi Yehuda emer lo'aylam o'echa peir peiros. Well, we said, let's look at a standard case. If the husband removes himself from peiros, it's only the Paris, says Rabbi Yehuda, but the Paris is going to get. Well, if he removed himself from the Paris, she's going to eat the Paris. So how are you going to have Paris? Same question. So, kibandach linu lepere Paris mehecha ela b'deshayer, hachanami b'deshayer. Okay, and you have no raya. You have no raya here that he would be mutter to eat the Paris. Maybe he's takas usher to eat the Paris. We have no raya one way or another, and we can't answer the shayla.
How does the deshayer work?
No, they happen to have left over.
Whoever
was eating it. So in a situation where it could be that we said if he precludes himself from Peir Peiris and skips the Peiris, then he should be awesome from Peiris, because if he's allowed to eat the Peiris, then he would have eaten the Peiris, and there's no Peir Peiris. So the answer is that he left some over. He gets to eat the Peiris, and if he left some Peiris over, then he's going to be awesome to eat the Peir Peiris.
So strange, because we define Peir Peiris already as being where he didn't eat the Paris and he used it to buy karka instead.
Right. You're saying, so what's the havamina of the Gemara?
We already defined Peir Peiris as being that situation.
So I think it has to do with the fact that if it belongs to somebody else, then you can't assume that it's left over.
The thing is, who owns the Paris? the husband or the wife?
So generally?
Generally.
Before any of this?
Before any of these things, yeah.
So the nechsei milug are owned by the wife. The husband has a schus to get the peiros.
That means his.
So,
can the wife come and eat without asking permission?
No, the peiros would be his. This is schus. The peiros would be his.
So when it's mishtayer, then there's extra leftover. If it's his.
Right, but we said now it has a din of peiros.
But who used the extra peiros?
No, normally, in a normal situation, the husband would get the peiros and the peiros and the peiros and the peiros. It's only because he is being misalik himself. So if he skips one, that's the whole question here. If he's misalik himself.
If he has the peiros are his. Who's going to use the extra, the leftover peiros to buy a land and create the peiros?
You want to know why he would do that?
No. How is that going to happen?
Well, we're saying he left some over.
For the wife?
No, he left some peiros over. Right? Peiros, you have to remember, in those days, okay, it's a peiros. So let's say he had more peiros than he could eat. So what would you do? You sell them in the open market, and you take the money and you buy land.
So in that case, that's his peiros. The land is going to belong to him, not her.
Unless he was misalik himself from peiros. So there's a way that he could eat the peiros, but because he created peiros, he wrote that I'm not going to get the peiros. Okay, I'm just going to quickly review. Daf Pei Gimel for Tufshin Pei Gimel. Okay, good. It's a Zayin. Okay, so we started off saying that if a man says a nondescript lashon of Hakaisav Dimin Dvarim Ainli B'nechsayich, then he's going to eat the peiros and the Yerusha. We said two of the three, there's three things. There's peiros, there's Yerusha, and his ability to block a sale. So he is going to eat peiros if he says it's a standard lashon and Yerusha. Right, he will do he will get to yarshin her. The only thing that he's removing his ability of to block the sale. That if she sells it, it's sold. So the question is, how does this din midvarim work? Because we see when you want to give a matana to yeshutev, right? You want to give him part of your land. It doesn't work. It's not a lashon matana. So he said two things. He either wrote it or said it. Like Rav Chiya said, it's Omer. And when she was still in arusa. Okay, he said, "Ain like klum b'nechasim." So he doesn't own the nechasim, and therefore he doesn't need a lashon matana to give it away. He has the ability to block it, like Rav Huna said. Then in ba'i love mitachanas rabbanon ain tzarich lashon matana litain, and like Rava, then adam yachal lemer yashiv mitachanas chachamim. So you have the ability to say, "I don't want the tachanas chachamim." You did it before during erusin, and you're not giving anything; you're just blocking it. So when you put that all together, that's how it worked. However, when she's in a sua. Since we say either yadai ki yada or yadai difa mi yada, but either way, since at that point he has ownership of it, and there is no more blocking it, so yes, it's still a takanas chachamim that we give him the peiros, but he has some sort of ownership of it at that point, yadai ki yada, yadai difa mi yada. Either way, he has some sort of ownership, and therefore, at that point, he can no longer give the land with a din bidvar. Okay, and then we just had a technical sort of question, which is when it came to the shutfim, what happened if they made a kinyan? Okay, what happens if they did a kinyan chalipin coming off a bad lashon? So Rav Yosef said it's not a kinyan, and even Abaye qualified Rav Yosef. He says it's only when the guy was ayur. But if he's ayur b'guf karka, right? If it's after time already, then we'll say even Rav Yosef will agree that the kinyan will hold. Rav Nachman held the kinyan will hold, and Amemar basically held like Rav Nachman. He didn't agree to the sukimta that Abaye made in Chitas Rav Yosef. Okay, so he said what was the right, what was the purpose of him writing Din Midvarim Ainli? What did it accomplish? If there's three things, question is, why isn't being misalik himself from Peres or Yerusha? So we said, okay, because Yad Baal Hashtar Al Tachtoina. When you write a nondescript Lashon, being Mechayiv, right, the guy basically was Mechayiv himself or took something away from himself, we're going to take away the lowest possible thing. And that's considered the lowest. Why? Because bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. So Peres, we're not going to touch, right? He obviously wants to keep the peiros. And then we have the two of the Guf HaKarka, Yerusha versus Misa. Misa is Shchiach. Her selling her Nechsei Milug is not a Shchiach. Okay, and therefore we're going to assume, we're going to go ahead and say that what he's giving her is the thing that if she sells it, the least Shchiach thing, that if she sells the land, he's not going to block it. Okay, where Rav Ashi argued, he said, if you just look at the Lashon of what he's saying, it said Minechsayich, not the Peiros. Sounds like the Etzem Guf HaKarka. That's what he's removing himself from. And something when it's hers, the Heine when she's alive. So that would be sale, Guf HaKarka, right? The other two are now eliminated. Okay, then we had
We had a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So if you just wrote, notice, what's the proper way for the husband to remove himself from this chos peiris is if he says, Ubi peiris sein. Rabbi Yehuda said he can continue eating the peiris until he says, Ubi peiris peiris sein ad oilam. Okay? That's how you have to do it. And we said, we wanted to know, was the peiris dafka, was the ad oilam dafka? Were they both dafka? If so, what was the chiddush? We have to go through each. Why you'd have to say both peiris and ad oilam. Okay? And then we ended off with one final shiloh that we were unable to bring a riot to. We tried to be pushed at it. What happens if he skips over the Paris and he just says, the Paris, can he eat the Paris? So we tried to say that, well, must be that he can't eat the Paris because if he ate the Paris, then you won't have Paris. And we said, that's ridiculous. And what happens when we said, Rabbi Yehuda's Etzem Shita, where he's Masalik himself from the Paris, so she's eating the Paris, but he gets the Paris. So then, if she ate the peiris, then how are there any peiris left? So we said, Alamai must be that we're talking about bidishayir. If someone were to leave over, they don't have to leave over because it's theirs. But if they were to leave over, then the peiris would go to the other party, okay, possibly.